Welcome to the deep dive.
Hmm.
We're taking a deep dive today, into advice from real estate agents who are just killing it in this crazy market. We've got, all their strategies, their tips, and their honest opinions about what's working right now. So get ready to level up because we're about to unpack some serious wisdom.
Absolutely. We're going like way beyond the surface here. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of how these agents are, changing their strategies and just thriving.
Okay, so one of the big takeaways from all these conversations, was this idea of building your pond, as one agent put
Oh,
it.
yeah, I remember that.
They were all talking about, how important it is to not just find leads, but to create your own like ecosystem, your own little world of potential clients.
Yeah, that metaphor really stood out to me too. It's not about, fishing in the ocean and hoping to, just catch a random client here and there. It's more like you're building your own, private little fishing hole where, you can consistently find clients. And these agents had some really interesting strategies for how to actually do that.
Right. Like Lori, she had this amazing story about a single lead that she got from Street Text. She nurtured that relationship over time, and guess what? It turned into six separate transactions.
Wow.
That's multiplication, not just addition.
That's the power of, long-term relationships, right? It's
Yeah.
not just about those quick wins. And it reminded me of something else we saw in the material. Someone almost threw away thousands of old leads.
Oh, wow.
Thousands. But the point is that, people's lives change, their needs evolve, and someone who wasn't ready to buy a year ago might be your perfect client today.
Yeah. It's like they say the fortune is in the follow-up.
Yeah, but it's not just about checking in,
Yeah.
It's about making those follow-ups actually valuable.
Right.
And that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
These agents are using data and insights to personalize their follow-ups, making sure they're not just sending, those generic messages, but they're actually offering something valuable to their clients.
Yeah.
Like Miriam. She talked about how she noticed a lead was really engaged with a particular property report. So she timed her follow-up call perfectly. Talk about, reading those digital signs, right?
Yeah, I think she had a sixth sense for knowing when to reach out.
Yeah.
And speaking of personalized outreach, Josh Shanley's strategy just blew my mind. He's actually using Google Maps to pinpoint potential leads
Yeah.
and then sending them super targeted market updates for their specific neighborhood.
I love that.
It's next level stuff.
That's what I love about Josh's approach. It's proactive, it's insightful, and it just shows that he genuinely understands the local market, He's
Yeah.
not just sending out these mass emails. He's offering something tailored to your needs, right?
Exactly. It's all about being a resource, not just a salesperson.
Exactly.
And that seems to be a theme with all of these top-performing agents, right?
Yeah.
They're not just chasing commissions. They're genuinely invested in helping their clients succeed.
Yeah, it's about building trust,
Yeah.
right? And when you consistently offer value and you show your clients that you're in it for the long haul, they're going to start to see you as a trusted advisor, not just someone who's trying to make a quick buck.
Absolutely.
No.
Okay, so we've got building our pond, nurturing those relationships, and making our follow-ups count. Now let's talk about how these agents are using technology to, boost their marketing, especially when it comes to Facebook ads.
Yes.
So Leon had this great question about split testing for a commercial property.
Right. And what's interesting about split testing is that it's not just about, finding the perfect words or, the prettiest picture. It's more about helping Facebook's algorithm, figure out who is going to be interested in your property.
So you're kind of teaching Facebook to find your ideal audience.
Exactly. It's like a feedback loop, right? The more people engage with your ad, the more Facebook's going to show it to similar people and so on and so on.
Got it.
And that brings us to Wendy's strategy. She was so excited about this idea of ad bundles.
I know, she was so passionate about it.
She has this whole system for keeping her listings like fresh in people's minds without spending a ton of money.
Right, yeah.
So she rotates between all these different types of ads, like carousels, videos, still images, all within a small budget of just $7 a day.
I loved her energy. It just sounded so simple, but so effective, right?
Exactly. It's about making the most of what you have, getting creative,
Yeah.
and she doesn't stop there. Wendy also uses the data from her ads to justify price adjustments to her sellers.
Wow.
She's turning data into this powerful negotiation tool.
It's like having proof to back up her recommendation. Her
Exactly.
clients must feel so much more confident in her expertise.
And it all comes down to transparency and credibility, right? You're not just throwing out numbers, you're showing your clients the data.
Yeah.
And that level of professionalism just makes all the difference.
Okay, so speaking of communication, there's a little bit of debate among the agents about whether to use your personal cell number versus, a dedicated business line for follow-up.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it seems like there are pros and cons to both. So what do you think about that?
You know, what stood out to me, it wasn't so much the tool itself, but just the principle behind it, you know? It's all about making your communication feel personal and relevant, no matter what you're using.
Right.
Whether it's a video text message from Wendy's personal phone or a carefully timed email based on someone's, property search, the key is just to make it meaningful for the person you're talking to.
Yeah. Andres had a good question about,
Yeah.
how to manage having multiple phone numbers without confusing your clients.
Right.
It seems like just being transparent is key, right?
Parity is crucial, yes. And, there are so many tools out there that can help you manage having multiple numbers and all these different communication channels, right? But at the end of the day, the most important thing is to make a human connection. Technology is great, but it's the human touch that actually builds those lasting relationships. And, that seems to be at the heart of what these successful agents are doing. They're combining their tech skills with good old-fashioned relationship building to create a winning formula.
I love that you hit the nail on the head. It's about finding that sweet spot between, leveraging technology and nurturing those authentic connections.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to be exploring even further in the next part of our deep dive.
Yes.
Welcome back to the deep dive. Before the break, we were talking about how these top agents are using data to, add value and personalize their communication. And it got me thinking, how important it is to really understand your audience.
Yeah, for sure. And that ties right back into that, build your pond analogy. It's not enough to just, have a database full of names. You got to understand what makes those people tick. What are their needs? What are their dreams?
And that's where I thought Wendy's strategy for property searches was so brilliant. She automatically sets all her buyers up on property searches, even if it means sending them a lot of listings.
Yeah, a lot of listings. That was fascinating to me too. Like at first it seems kind of counterintuitive, right? Like wouldn't that overwhelm people? But Wendy's got a good reason for it.
She does. She's not just randomly sending out listings. She's actually gathering data on, what they're clicking on, what they're favoriting, what neighborhoods they're drawn to. It's like she can see what they want.
It's like a window into their deepest desires. Think about it. This data allows you to move beyond those generic just checking in messages. You can actually offer something relevant. It reminded me of Miriam's story about that lead who was interacting with the property report. She saw them engaging with it and she called them right at that moment.
Yeah, it's like she was reading their mind. But it's not magic, it's data. And that's how you can make your interactions smarter and more impactful. You can almost anticipate what your clients need before they even ask.
And that anticipation, that personalized touch just builds so much trust.
Yeah.
You become more than just a salesperson, You're like a trusted advisor, someone guiding them through this crazy process.
Okay, so we've got data to help us understand our audience and personalize our communication. Now let's talk about something that sparked a bit of a debate.
Oh, okay.
How to handle follow-up, especially when it comes to phone numbers.
Yes.
Some agents, like Andreas, were all about using a single business line.
Right.
Keep it professional, keep it clean, keep it separate. But then you've got Wendy, who swears by using her personal cell number.
To build those connections, right.
It's interesting because I can see both sides. A business line definitely says professional, but a personal number just feels more approachable, more human.
Yeah, and that's why I thought Wendy's approach was so interesting. She was very deliberate about setting those expectations with her assistant, Julie, to make sure the client had, a good experience.
Like a well-oiled machine. Clients always know who they're talking to and what number to use. It's all about clarity and consistency.
Exactly. So whether you decide to use multiple numbers or just stick to one business line, what matters is that you have a system in place that makes sense for you and your clients.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to, try different things, experiment a little, and see what works for your personality and your business. There's no right or wrong answer.
It's not one size fits all. And you know what really stood out to me throughout these conversations was just this overall shift in mindset. It's not just about closing deals anymore.
It's not.
It's about those relationships, providing value, becoming a trusted advisor.
I love that. It's like these agents are saying your database can actually sense when you're being pushy versus when you're genuinely trying to help. Mm-hmm. It's all about authenticity and building trust.
People can tell when you're being genuine. And in a world where there's just so much information online, that human connection, that sense of trust becomes even more valuable.
So it's not enough to just know the market. You've got to know your clients, understand their needs, educate them, be their guide. The whole new approach.
It is. And it's about recognizing that the sale is just one small step in a much bigger journey. The agents who are doing well are the ones who are focused on building those relationships and, you know, going above and beyond.
It's like planting those seeds and nurturing them, right?
Right.
Not just harvesting whatever's easy.
Exactly. And that actually brings us to something else that these agents talked about, community and collaboration. You know, the real estate world can be really tough, and having a support system can make a huge difference.
It was inspiring to hear them talk so openly about their strategies. They get it. They understand the power of shared knowledge.
Yeah, they're lifting each other up, sharing best practices, you know, learning from each other's experiences. It's a good reminder that we're not alone in this.
So as we're kind of wrapping up this part, what are some of the main takeaways you think our listeners should be walking away with? We've talked about a lot.
We have. I think one of the biggest things is to shift your mindset from transactional to relationship focused. You know, consistently provide value to your clients, build that trust through personalized communication, and remember that the sale is just one piece of the puzzle.
It's about playing the long game.
Exactly.
Building those relationships that last.
And remember, technology and data are incredible tools, but they're even better when you combine them with human insight and creativity. Use the data to guide your intuition, personalize your messages, and just make the whole experience more valuable.
So be more than just a salesperson. Be a trusted advisor, a problem solver, someone who genuinely cares.
And as the real estate world keeps changing, embracing this mindset is going to be key.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, exploring, you know, all the strategies and mindsets of these really successful real estate agents.
Yeah, we've talked about building your database, how to use data well, and, you know, just how important personalized communication is. And it all comes back to this idea of being a trusted advisor, someone who goes above and beyond.
Yeah. And I was really impressed with, you know, how these agents are finding all these creative ways to add value and just stay top of mind. Mm-hmm. Like Josh using Google Maps to find those leads and send them, you know, those super specific market updates for their neighborhood.
Yeah.
Or Wendy with her multi-ad approach,
uh-huh.
You know, so that people don't get sick of seeing the same ads.
They're just thinking outside the box, you know. They're not just using the same old strategies that everyone else is using.
Yeah, and they're not just sending out generic messages. They're thinking ahead, trying to anticipate what their clients need and offering them, you know, specific solutions. It's about being proactive, you know,
yeah.
Not just waiting for something to happen.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting, right? As we move into this, you know, data-driven world, it's so important to use data and combine it with human insight and creativity.
Right, like we were saying earlier, use the data to guide your intuition, make your communication personal,
yeah.
And at the end of the day, just give your clients a better experience.
Exactly. And that brings us to another important takeaway from, you know, everything we've talked about today.
Okay.
Authenticity.
Yeah.
Whether you're using your personal cell phone for follow-up or,
right.
You know, writing a targeted email based on their property search data, your communication has to be genuine.
It does. People can tell when you're being real and when you're not.
Mm.
And authenticity builds trust.
And when your clients trust you, they'll stay with you for the long run. They know you have their best interests in mind.
You know, this whole conversation has really shown just how much the real estate industry is changing.
Yeah.
It's moving away from that old always be closing mentality.
Oh, yeah.
To a more relationship-focused way of doing business.
It really is.
It's about playing the long game, right?
Exactly.
Building those relationships that last.
And remember, the sale is just one small part of a much bigger journey. The agents who are really successful right now are the ones who are focused on creating a positive experience for their clients every step of the way.
And remember, you're not alone. These agents really emphasized how important it is to have a community and collaborate with other people.
Surround yourself with other professionals, you know? Share your ideas, support each other.
The real estate world is always changing. The agents who will do well are the ones who are curious, who are adaptable, and who never stop learning.
So as we're wrapping up our deep dive today, think about this. What's one thing you can do to improve your business today? What small change can you make to connect with your clients better, build trust, and offer just amazing service?
Maybe it's changing how you communicate, or maybe it's trying out a new marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just refocusing on building genuine relationships, which is, you know, what makes this whole business so great.
Every little step can lead to big results.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of real estate. We hope you got some valuable insights and are feeling inspired to, you know, take your business to the next level. Until next time, happy marketing.